Thank you and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages, and you're certainly welcome. You're invited to come to bring your families and to bring your Bibles and study a portion of the Word of God with us. Our regular preaching service begins this morning at 11, and then at 4 o'clock we have our evening prayer service, and then at 4:30 with our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday night. And so you're welcome to come to these services, and we know that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. And it may have been that for some time you've been thinking that you ought to come to the services, but you just haven't made it. And so how about making it this morning that you come to the worship services of the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. This morning I'd like to read to you a passage of Scripture, the book of Psalms 19. The Bible said in verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." What I'd like to do is just to go through this thing about the heavens declaring the glory of God. And I know that in Psalms chapter 50 and verse 21, God brought a charge against His people that they didn't think that God was very high. And probably, even today, we can say the same thing, or God would say the same thing against this generation, that even we don't think that God is as really high as He is, or that God can do the things that He can do, the things that He has already done. In the book of Isaiah 46 and verse 5, the question is asked, "To whom will ye liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like?" And so it seems that God would have us to think on the truth of His enormity, or His infant God, that we might think about it for a while. And notice also in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 18, the question is repeated, "To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto Him?" And so in Isaiah 40 and verse 25, "To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One?" Psalms 89 and verse 6, the question is repeated again, "For whom in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord?" And so we'd ask you this morning, how can we compare God? How can we know who He is? I think that even saved people have a problem forming the proper concept of God. For there is no limit to God. There is hardly anything that we have to compare God with, so that we can know who He is. And yet, the Bible said in Psalms 19 verse 1, as we've already read, "The heavens declare the glory of God." And so, whatever can be seen in the skies is unworthy of God. We know that. But on the other hand, God tells us, He directs our attention toward the heavens so that we can at least get a glimpse of His infinite glory. I know that the skies are something that we cannot understand altogether, and that is the same thing with God. There are incalculable distances in this universe in which we live. There are innumerable stars. There's indefinable powers in this universe in which we exist. We only live on one small planet. I also understand that there is awe-inspiring beauty in this universe in which we live, in the daytime, in the nighttime, when the sun's going down and when it's coming up. There's great, great beauty that's there. Plus, there's a lot of things in this universe that we don't see with a natural eye. So, let's look this morning for a little while, not at the fantasy world of astrology, or at the twinkle, twinkle, little star world of the child, but instead, let's look at some of the things concerning God, His greatness and His glory as is revealed in this universe. First of all, let's think about the star. I think it was a couple of Sundays ago we preached about the star of Bethlehem. In the book of Numbers 24 and verse 17, there Balaam describes the star that would come out of Jacob. Jesus refers to himself in Revelation 22 verse 16 as the bright and the morning star. And it was in the book of Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 and 2 that the wise men were led by the star to Bethlehem, or pardon me, to Jerusalem. And so, there is something that we ought to look at concerning these stars that are in the sky. The Bible said in the book of Job 22 and verse 12, "Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are." Oh, indeed, that's so. Speaking about the height of the stars, I remember as a boy, my dad owned some ground down in the bottoms there where we lived in Benton, Arkansas. And he had some down in the Saline River bottoms is where the land was. And we would go down there and cut hay in the summertime. And it was my privilege to be able to ride back to the house on the top of the hay. And so I would lay down up there on the hay and look up at the stars. And my, how high they were. They are still very, very high. There is, it's just a mind-boggling distance as we consider how high, how far the stars are away from us. And yet, we know that the closest star to us, that's our sun, is 93 million miles. My, 93 million miles. That's a long way around. The Earth is 25,000 miles around at the equator. Light travels at 186,000 miles a second. Now, you know, God made all these things. It takes us a long time just to go to town, you know, just to buy your groceries. And yet the sun is 93 million miles away. Light traveling at 186,000 miles a second, could go around our Earth 7.5 times in 1 second. Now, of course, I realize that light rays don't bend, but if it were possible, that's how long it would take. It takes light more than 8 minutes to go from the sun, which is 93 million miles away, to this Earth. I tell you, that's really traveling. Look at it another way. Just to understand the vastness of the universe in which we live. And we're talking about the greatness of God and His glory and how that the heavens declare His glory. Do you know that if we were on a spaceship traveling 3,000 miles an hour, now that's traveling right on, and we were to go to the sun, it would take 43 months. A light, only travels, it takes it just 8 minutes. And so, the distance is hard to comprehend. And yet if we go to outer space, I mean, we're just talking about going to the sun and how long that would take. How long would it take us to go to a star that was out of our galaxy, out of the Milky Way in which we live? They tell us that to travel at 3,000 miles to go to the nearest star would take almost 1 million years at 3,000 miles per hour. If, however, we could speed up our spaceship to go to 25,000 miles per hour, it would take us over 100,000 years to get there. Listen, I cannot comprehend. Already, and we just started in this conversation, I cannot comprehend 100,000 years to travel from where we are now to the nearest star that's not in our galaxy. And yet, I know that there's much, much more than that that's on the outside of this galaxy in which we live. Far beyond the Milky Way, there's other galaxies. And the nearest one is 2 million light years away. I mean, this is just incomprehensible to us. And yet, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27, that the heaven of heavens cannot contain Him who created them. In other words, that even as we think about just our Milky Way in which we live, we cannot comprehend the distance or the height of the stars. And yet the Bible says that we cannot even comprehend. Now listen to what the Bible said in Isaiah 55 and verse 9. The Bible says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." How much higher is the heavens than the earth? We cannot comprehend. How much higher are God's thoughts than ours? We cannot comprehend. Because God is God. In Jeremiah 31, verse 37, God sets forth the immeasurableness of heaven as a guarantee that He will never go back on His word nor cast off His people. In Psalms 103, verse 11 and 12, He offers this assurance. Listen to what God says to us. As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. How high are the heavens above the earth? How far in space is the east from the west? I don't know. I can only be amazed and be at awe. And just remember the thing that David said in Psalms 139, verse 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. My, what a glorious, magnificent God that we have. We have just begun to scratch the surface of the greatness of God. For in all the universe, in all the creation, God knows me. God loves me. And Jesus came and shed His blood on the cross of Calvary for me. That's hard to comprehend. But I know that it's so. Because God said it was so in His own holy word. If you're lost today, trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in Him. And thou shalt be saved. That's a promise that God gave. If you would like a transcript, a written transcript of this series of messages on the glories of God, if you would send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri, the zip is 63348, I'd be glad to send you this transcript. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for a continuation of this message. Thank you now for listening.